This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not trying to sabotage the EP,
sure,
but that is an
sure
interesting nugget that Pedro brought up in the update that Barry Trotz was seen at the Newark airport last night.
Ooh, wonder where he's going.
Oh, I wonder where Barry Trotz is at. I can only wonder. Maybe Newark's a fun destination this summer.
Hey, he could have been just going up to Manhattan just to have a little weekend to himself.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's what it was. Sure, it has nothing to do with the Islanders' job opening. Continue with the EP, please.
By the way, what's the weather? Because I'm supposed to play some Jared
high
today.
High of 91, potential thunder boomers.
I like that. Doesn't bother me.
It's going to be hot.
But I don't
chance
like
of some storms.
The boomers, the thunder boomers. Because when I see lightning or thunder, I run.
I saw Tucker Barnes, a.k.a. Topper Shut, tweet out that thunderstorms are expected between 1 and 5 today.
That's about
like a brief scatter.
I'm
going to
be out there probably around 4.
By the way, now I am going to crowbar something into the EP, and I apologize. I have to thank everybody for having me out to the 2018 Johnny Holiday Scholarship Classic.
Listen to this.
And the group that I played with couldn't have been a nicer family, but I'm going to give them their proper shine when I have their exact last name down, because I saw it 100 times yesterday, and I thought maybe I should take a picture of this or make a mental note of
and
it.
And this was at University of Maryland's golf
course. And I thought I had. But I've forgotten it because I'm a big stupid. And I probably have early onset dementia / Alzheimer's.
Join the club.
So very nice family. They're in the decorative drywall construction game commercial.
Okay. That would be big money.
I would guess big money. They're big, silly golfers. And again, I'm going to give them their shine probably on tomorrow's show when I get it, all my ducks in a row.
Right.
And I'm not stupid like I am today.
Do you remember their first names?
I do remember one of their first names.
You were with them yesterday.
Teddy.
You were with them junkies.
Kicks,
P1
you played
Mark.
18 holes with them.
I want to say that their last... Now, I could botch this.
Just say the first name.
I want to say that their last name is... could be wrong. Mandler. But okay. I could be wrong. Now, if somebody could call in and correct me on that, I've been Googling it this morning to try to find the name of the business, and it's not coming up here in D.C., which leads me to think I might be wrong about
Mandler.
It.
Mandler. All right.
They're ballers. Let me just say, baller golfers. Because, hello, look at what your boy has here. Second place net.
Look at that.
For the first time in my life, something at a golf tournament.
Did you hit one good shot?
I hit more than one. I sank the first birdie putt. Now, full disclosure.
Were you guinea every time?
I hit it so hard.
He was first up.
That
I slammed,
you jammed it.
Jammed it in.
Yeah.
They used two of my chips that I got nice and close
for birdie. None
birdie
of your
putts.
Drives.
Used one of my drives late in the event. Now, I'm guessing.
They must have been all OB.
No.
No,
I think they're just out of gas. They're just hitting
about three, four beers deep.
They were putting away some Bud Lights and Coors Lights, and I was
bet
too.
They were.
Oh, you were.
I wasn't keeping up with them beer for beer, but. I was playing with some ballers.
Man, it was hot.
Raised
yesterday.
A lot of money for scholarships with Johnny Holiday. And all the big sillies were out there. Buck, Cenoc.
Cenoc was out there.
Smoking Al Kokin. Turge was out there.
Gary.
Valdez would have been butt-sized. Rick Dempsey was there. And Brooks
the
Robinson.
Oh,
standing next to Orioles royalty. Walt Williams was there. Just a great event.
Was
raised
Chris
a ton
Davis,
of money.
Was Chris Davis there? Because
He might miss the golf ball if he swings.
But again, thank you to everybody for having me out. It was a great event. And I will get the family's name 100%
Cakes.
Correct probably by tomorrow.
Cakes, what was the swag like?
I got a nice Under Armour fleece long sleeve pullover.
You get to keep it?
Red. I'll be rocking the red.
Nice.
Red with the white logo?
Red, white logo, I think left breast. And it's got the Johnny Holiday scholarship logo.
Oh, that must be why Johnny
right.
didn't do the Nats game.
That's
yesterday.
Why he didn't do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Because Dan Kolka said it.
Dan sitting in
By the way, that threw them a big curveball, too, because they were supposed to have, I believe, Ryan Zimmerman and at least two other players for the event. But
right,
because
they had the early game.
The reschedule kind of hosed
Zim
them.
Couldn't play. He's got the gookook on the
Zim
side.
Couldn't play, but he was there
got the oblique.
He was there last year, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the big
silly.
He could
buzz around the cart, pound a few beers.
True. So you were pounding some Bud Lights, huh?
Not pounding. I probably had two over the course of, I don't know, a five-hour round.
Man, it was hot yesterday.
This makes me more optimistic
I stuck around because I knew we had a low score. Stuck around for dinner the whole night.
What was your final score?
Case. Can't even remember.
Take a
I
guess.
Wasn't keeping score.
I know, but you kind of know what the win.
Everyone kind of
like
knows.
Eight under.
I think it was like in the 50s.
Right. Oh, they were balling.
I'll tell you, I was with a baller group.
Yeah.
So you were like 13 under.
We were killing it. We were like, I think we were 8 under through the first 9.
Any horsies? Where the pencil, it's a, you know, an eraser and a
zippy.
You know, no horsies.
Now, we had some mulligans. Horsies. We had legit
you call
mulligans.
That a horsey.
Well, of course.
I mean, that score was legit.
Because he cheats.
Yeah, we call that a horsey. We need a birdie on this one, fellas.
Right. You so it doesn't matter what we get. I'm putting down a birdie.
It says like Horsey Mickelson.
We call that a horsey.
But props to the, I think it's the Mandlers, but I have to double check on that. And Teddy, props to you. He's a big Junks fan. Went to Alabama. He's a big silly. Went to Gonzaga. I know the whole life story.
I'm optimistic for next week now, Cakes. Now that you're a big silly.
What's next
let's
week?
Not get crazy.
They got another one.
We
got the Purple Heart.
The Purple Heart on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
There's a lot of Jared being played.
There certainly is.
All right. I just want to get my Jared in today.
I
want.
I'll be honest. Played better than I expected. I hadn't swung a club in a
year.
Get
him back out there. Cakes. That's what happens.
Mike's getting me a little bit sized.
That's what happens.
It happens that way when you don't play for a while. You play well.
Surprise yourself.
Second time, you hack it up.
expectations.
I guarantee he hacks it up with the Purple Heart.
I will come down to earth as the B player in the group at the Purple Heart.
Cakes is our B player.
I'm the B player.
Right.
Now, luckily, in the four, the fives from yesterday, I was the E player.
Right. By far.
As I should have been. Oh, yeah, by far.
Were they just distraught when you strolled up and you were
They were hoping to get Ryan Zimmerman. They got you.
Yeah, his golf shorts that looked like capris.
they were fine with the pairing. I think it worked.
You have terrible golf kicks, too. You probably have old,
I had old kicks from the Craig Walden Classic. Why wouldn't I?
They're like the old saddle Nike shoes?
No, not quite the saddles, but they were definitely, you know, like shoes that I got there.
They're just ugly.
I mean, they're not $250 golf shoes. That's not how golf cakes rolls.
Well, we know how you roll.
Might as well have a persimmon wood.
All I know is I have $75
like
spent.
You still have the pleated pants?
No, they're not pleated. I had silly Callaway.
Swing some Lynx Black Cats.
Silly Callaway golf shorts. I have $75 to spend in the Maryland Pro Shop.
Nice.
At the Maryland.
Why
don't
you do that before
the problem
you
is you got to go back there to spend
it. I'll probably just give it to my son.
I know.
Oh, okay.
You just knock it out while you're there.
I'll probably just give it to my son.
No, he'll give it to his kid. That makes sense.
I mean, he's there all the time.
Give it to me. I'll use
hey,
it.
Hey, was it NBC Sports Washington showing Cakes a Swing?
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I love
from last year.
I love when they put Cakes a Swing on display.
I think that's the same shirt I wore yesterday, too.
Yeah, it's the same
exact outfit, dog. Hold on. Here's the silly.
Why are you joining?
It's the silly. Woo!
Come on. Look at that. I should be selling Hank Haney like videos.
There you go. They're going to break it down. Peter Costa's breaking it down. Look at Johnny Cakes.
Hey, I like to keep it nice and compact.
Are you Smiley Kaufman's personal coach?
I don't get that reference. isn't that the dog that loves like natural light?
Yes.
Yeah, he also hadn't made a cut in about a year.
Oh, he hasn't. Yeah. He's been struggling.
All right.
Pick's the only guy I know puts like his wedge swing on with his driver. You know, like he's just trying to
hit
a little punch.
I've never seen anyone try and punch a ball when you're 150 yards out in the fairway with a 5-iron.
Hey, it's kind of my move.
Good job, though.
Am I going to be a better golfer at 47? I'm not going to get any better.
You can get better.
Golf
clap
for Cakes.
Golf Cakes.
Golf Cakes, $75, second place, slow net.
Always a winner.
Maybe you can get lessons.
Maybe I could.
You get one lesson. You get one lesson.
Maybe that's all I need.
Cakes' shafts look like they weigh 300 grams.
Okay,
all your golf humor.
Yeah. Hey, you played some good Jared yesterday.
Well, good for me. Yeah. I don't know if anybody just looks at it is going to say, well, that's a good golfer.
Right. Good for you. All right, boys, let's get an EP here. We'll do a two-segmenter. So,
yes.
Much to your chagrin, Jason.
No, I love it.
And then Bruce Arena at 9:40.
Now, here's the thing.
Yep. You'll breathe heavily into the phone.
There was a rapper shot dead yesterday. And it's,
I heard
it's sad.
About this.
I've listened to this dude's music because my kids listen to this. When
how
I'm
do
in
you
car.
Say his name?
I don't know how to say his name.
I thought it was XX or...
It's like triple X 10... Tentacion? I don't know how you say the
I
name,
I believe
though.
It's Extension.
Extension.
Okay. Right, we'll just run with that.
We'll go with that.
I mean, it's a terrible story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on a second.
He's
I heard
19
this
years
I
old.
I heard this kid was a bad dude, though.
Well, he had a lot of charges, but as my
did
son
did he try
said,
and kill somebody? Did he try and kill
think
his roommate?
He beat up a girl or something. He's got a lot of issues.
I thought he tried to kill his roommate who was he found out was gay, tried to kill him.
Maybe. He's got a lot of issues.
All right.
19 years old. Doesn't mean he deserved to die.
All right, but he's a bad dude. Let's not make him out to be a saint.
I'm not.
All right.
All I'm saying is play his song Sad, which I've heard a million times and like. In other words, if I was driving around and I heard this song, I would tell my daughter to crank it up a little bit. Now, I know you don't like anything modern.
I don't. You're right.
But
I'll get through it.
You got to get to the hook a little bit because Jason will never get there. He'll just quit
on
it.
This is a radio edit, too.
Yeah. This album, I believe this was part of the album. I could be wrong. Debuted, or at least it hit number one in March. So it wasn't like some random rapper like that guy Lambo that like latches onto LeBron's family. This guy actually had hits.
He was killed in Miami?
Yeah. Guy was like shot for a motorcycle or something and literally just murdered. Three trucks drove by and, multiple shots. Killed him right there. I believe by the time people got to him, he had no pulse.
Yeah, there's video of it.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
Hicks will.
They have video of the trucks?
No, video of him.
Like laying there.
Laying there in his
yeah,
car.
Yeah, I've seen that. They got these guys nailed. I'm going to guess within a day or two they have these guys busted because they have the description of all the vehicles. So anyway, sad story. Kid's 19 years old. Had a lot of issues. But, you know, didn't deserve to die that way. So that's horrible.
A lot of issues.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not saying he's a saint. All right, this is strange. Mile High Club in the last row. There was a couple on a flight to Mexico. And there's a video because some of the passengers headed, it looks like a small plane, took video of the woman straddling the guy behind them.
I mean, there's full video. It's right up your alley, Eden.
Yeah, it's like 3.2 million viewers already. Send me the link to my DM.
Ooh.
And here's the thing I don't understand, though.
Can I see the picture?
Yeah, yeah. But let me finish the story.
Yeah.
I get you can't have sex in the tube of the cabin or whatever you call that thing. In the cabin of the...
Is that the fuselage?
Whatever. You can't have it where all the passengers are.
Right.
But they tell some stories here of some other people that recently there was a pair of strangers. This is like right... This is literally out of Pornhub. A pair of strangers... met on a packed Virgin Atlantic flight, and they hooked up in the bathroom.
Virgin, I get it.
Oh, okay. So they didn't even meet at the airport bar. They met on the flight.
Well,
They were hammered.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They got after it in the bathroom, and the stewardess suspected something was up. When he saw them kind of go in there independently or together, started banging on the thing, and they had them arrested. Why is it? Listen, I know you don't want to encourage it. But why is that such a big deal? They're in private. I mean, it is a public bathroom. I get it. But why make a big deal? Well, just let them do their thing, have their little thrill, and go back to their... Why would you ruin everyone's day with
there's
that?
There's protocol. I mean,
it's not very sanitary for everyone else using the bathroom.
I mean, it's not. But, I mean, they close. At least they're not doing... This I get. You can't do it in the main cabin of the airplane. That's the no-no. But you're not going to give a couple a thrill. Are you really going to make a big deal about that?
Yeah, they probably would.
Okay. I just have a different opinion. I would just let them be. Okay, you know what?
They're probably in the flight attendants. The flight attendants are probably instructed.
Why are they bothering?
I'm not sized to bang.
That's
on
an unpopular view.
All I want is the plane to land. That's all I care about. I don't care about.
For a perv like you, it's a popular view.
I think you've been desensitized.
I would just say, you know what? They're getting after it. Let kids be kids. Let them do their thing. It's life. We're human beings.
Then you got to take a crap 10 minutes later.
And?
Well, yeah, I assume
there's DNA all over there.
That's a weird take, Eric.
It is.
I don't think it's a weird take.
It is.
The take is they're in private. Let them be. Why
but they're not really
them?
In private.
Mid-flight, no one cares. Let them. You're just making a big scene. I'm right. You're arresting them.
If you're if you're in a bathroom at a Nats game, are you in private?
It's a little different. I actually think when you're in an airplane bathroom,
I think
it's
you're
pretty
in,
private.
I think you're still in a public place.
Grab a weirder take is that you want to take a dump on an airplane.
Emergencies only.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes who's dumping on a plane?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? You know what? You need to get your life in order
bumpy.
Over there.
I've done it.
You have?
You get waves
on a big giant body.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it fit, but I did it.
Yeah.
And by the way, how do they fit? I guess in Virgin Atlantic, maybe it's a huge bathroom. I've never
this
been on a
bathroom. This almost looks fake. Like the couple in front of them looks giddy.
Let me see.
This almost looks fake.
I'll sniff it out.
It's not fake.
It really does because the couple in front, it's so well lit. Look at that. That almost looks fake. Who knows? Valdez, just hit up Valdez. He'll send you a personal DM. Put it on your Twitter.
All right, Bruce Arena joining us at 9:40.
What are we doing? I did like one story.
We're doing a second segment of the F.
I actually have a good Phil Mickelson story.
Sweet.
Let me see. I don't care about
Jared
that.
Nerds.
I got a firefighter porno story. There's a lot of good stuff in here. Incredibles 2. Yeah, don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll get back into the EP in just a second, but 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067 wins a pair of Trophy Club passes to catch Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler, and the PGA Tour stars at the Quicken Loans National Tournament June 27th through July 1st at TPC Potomac. Get your details at thefandc.com/contest. Caller 10 right now wins.
Real quick, just to kind of finalize the invitee list for the summer dress party July 14th at Whitlow's.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Channel 4, 5, and 7. We've got to move on to Channel 9. We've got Jan Jeffcoat as an invitee. We've got Kristen Brissett. I believe her last name now is Brissett Harris.
Mm-hmm. She was out at the event yesterday at the University of Maryland Golf Course as well.
All right. And then Whitney Wild from Channel 9. Those are the three from Channel 9. And, of course, all the girls over at NBC Sports Washington, Julie Donaldson, and all those girls over there. So. I'm going to give this list over to Valdez, and he is going to.
Excellent.
By the way, I'll send creepy emails.
I just texted my wife. I said, "Do you care if I bet $500 on a?" And this is word for word, near Mortal Lock World Cup game. Her response: "Nope, that is fine."
Wow.
Green light, baby.
Wow. Does she love her some Johnny Cakes?
No, you know what it is? That sounds like a wife who knows that they're sitting on a pile of cash.
Is that what that's what it's coming back to?
That's what it comes back to.
Hey,
that's what
you
tells
forgot,
me.
You forgot to put a zero.
Yeah.
It's 5,000.
No, I think the plan is
he's got
Jason
500.
And I are going to chop the $1,000 bet and have 500 riding on it.
We have to
now,
make that decision
what
tomorrow.
Makes it even tastier, and Dar brought this up during the break and Drab T-Shirt did earlier, could make it a three-gamer and throw Brazil on the pile and make it a three-gamer.
Why,
three,
don't
gamers
get crazy.
Are, three gamers are hard to hit. Well, two gamers are hard to hit.
Right.
I don't want to push it to three.
Okay, so we can dabble with two. It looks like it is on.
I just want to know the bet so I can sweat it. Okay, that's it.
Once we finalize it, we will let you know.
All right, let's get back into the EP here, boys.
You're hyping it up. I hope it's silly.
I think it's all right. England's big victory over Tunisia. This might actually be surprising, maybe not. Turned out to be the most watched TV program of the year over there. It eclipsed Harry and Meghan's royal wedding.
Wow.
Wow. They
big numbers.
Got a 69 share. 70%. Think about that ratings bonus, Cake.
70%?
70% of television in England.
Wow, that is absurd.
But think about all the nerds in this country. Like, I know I drive around on a Sunday, like I'm racing back from a pregame, and I see, like guys walking to the zoo.
And you're thinking to yourself, what are they doing?
The entire country shuts down. I'm a dude that I met from England at the Aruba poker event a few years ago. I still keep up. You know, we correspond on Twitter from time to time.
Look at you, Cakes.
Good dude. I said, you're butt size for England. You're probably, you're taking off work. He said he was heading down to the pub like 7 hours early. He was catching all of the games leading up to England, Tunisia.
They live for it.
Live for it.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
that's
it's crazy, a national passion.
I didn't think you could get a number bigger than the royal wedding, but you got
a 69 share?
69.
68. That is crazy.
By the way, they got roughly about 20 minutes left in the Columbia-Japan game. I mean,
20 plus probably 5 minutes of extra time.
Call it 5 minutes. Sorry, so 25. Maybe 25 minutes.
Yeah. It's going to be a big sweat.
The parlay yesterday, we just barely squeaked it in because England scored in extra time to avoid the tie.
Well, we got lucky.
Got lucky. Sometimes you got to get lucky.
How great is Amy that she didn't even say, I don't love it, but you work hard, you do what you got to do. She just said, nope.
Yeah, but what was the number you threw out to her?
500.
500.
You didn't throw out the real number that you were thinking about.
Well,
you would have got a different reaction.
$5,000 would have given her pause.
$1,000 would have given her pause, too.
Probably. 500 is,
Well, because, let me ask you this. Do you tell her every time you come back from MGM what your win was?
Yes.
Does she always ask?
She
probably
always
say
ask,
how to go.
She can just tell by the look on my face. Because if it was a good session, your boy's in a great mood.
Yeah.
If I run quads into a straight flush, I come home and I'm a borderline ogre for the first 5 minutes that I'm in the door.
Well, do you tell her the story of how you lost it?
You give her
of
bad
course,
beat stories.
She's heard every bad
They're
beat
the worst.
Story. Yeah, I'm sure she hates them. She probably detests them like everybody else on the planet. Nobody wants to hear your bad beat story.
Right.
The only person who likes hearing it is you.
Right. Let's go to Steve in Germantown. Steve, what's up?
Oh, not much, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
What's up, Steve?
You're fit.
Just want to let you know that from your description, the golf game yesterday was with the Manders decorating boys.
Manders.
Manders. Manders.
Right? It's Manders. You're correct.
Billy and Mike?
Yes. I was trying to throw
Hey.
I was trying to throw
stay
an extra L in the name.
They're members of Congo.
Oh, Congo members.
They're members of Congo. Stay close to them.
Of course they are, because they're loaded.
Yes. That's why they were smoking the ball yesterday out the University of Maryland golf course. Right. The Manders family. Cool family
that's
to hang out with.
Thank you, Steve.
And that's it. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you,
buddy. Thank you for carrying me to second place, low net.
2 minutes after I said that it was 1-1 in the Japan-Columbia
game. Well, the thing is, Japan
scores on a header.
Japan scores.
Yeah.
But now, listen, there's still time to tie. Plenty of time. And that would he still got a big sweat. Still
the
plenty of time.
Still
the better team is going to be attacking for 20 minutes.
True, but they are attacking one less man.
They are, but I never would have thought Japan would give Colombia a run.
Anyway, all right. You said you had a Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson.
Yep.
All right. We all know that Phil is a gambler.
Of course. That's why I love him so much.
It's my guy.
He's gambling a little bit here on his next business deal. It's
my guy, Fig Jam.
It's not the awful shirts, the button downs.
Nope. He's inked a deal to open 30, I guess it's called Reese and Ivy's frozen yogurt locations in San Diego.
Oh.
Now here's
the
bit.
The Froyo game is the best game to get into.
But it might be. Here's the thing. These are unattended kiosks that are robotic, and apparently this is the future. So they're robot-engineered vending machines that will serve up 7 flavors of yogurt and 6 different toppings within 60 seconds.
Wow. And then you just scan your card, and that's how you pay.
Yeah, so you don't want to go to Sweet Frog and mess around and get all sloppy. You just go, boop, you put it in there, boop, 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 boop. 60 seconds, you got your ice cream.
They can't be that expensive.
I don't know how great the Froyo game is, because I was at Westfield Montgomery like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And is the franchise's name Menchie's? Menchie's Frozen Yogurt. They have like a kiosk.
Yeah.
And it's definitely shuttered.
Really?
It's definitely
Well, the
closed.
One I go to... There's a frozen yogurt spot in Bethesda right next to the Mama Lucia. I forget the name of it. It's not Sweet Frog. It's whatever that Yogi Berry.
Okay.
Always jammed.
Yep.
I get sites from them. They keep it nice and clean, too. They have a little shop vac up there, and they shop up. They vac
Does
up.
Jason
the,
work there?
They vac up all the gummy bears and M&Ms that slip around. It's silly. I actually get sized. I'm a Yogi Berry mark.
You're a froyo guy.
If they want to send some gift cards our way. By the way, what happened to Kava? I think they fell out of love.
No, didn't he call the other day? Love. He called yesterday.
He did?
Oh, that was a different guy.
Right, I know, but he was one of the original, big ownership.
The original, the guy that would send us a brick.
That's Jason's guy, Mark, who's...
I've only met Mark once in studio. I don't have a great relationship with him.
I think something might be coming.
My guy Chris Blake moved to Charlotte.
Can we do this? I want to have an unveiling in here. I don't want Drabby distributing after he's already stuffed 100 in his pants.
I want the unboxing
to happen in here. Okay?
All right.
Because I know your move.
Valdez and I are sitting up.
I know your move is you stuff them down your pants.
That's never happened.
Put them on eBay and everything else.
Put
you
them
do.
On eBay.
Yeah.
I think we got some food
Trade
drops.
Trade them for Bitcoin.
I think we got food drops coming.
Yes.
We do.
Talked to Harvey Metro from Matchbox yesterday.
Harvey's my guy.
Nice.
He admitted fully to stealing.
From Matchbox? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Their sliders are delicious.
All right, everything's delicious.
Valdez, what's the story with this Korean guy that sits in silence on YouTube and just studies, and yet he's got a mass following of 332,000 subscribers?
Well, yeah, I don't understand
it. He sits there in quiet. He's just a nerd, and he studies, and he's got people that just like the people watch him. 321,000 YouTube subscribers.
This is the only time I'm ever going to watch him is when you show me the picture.
On? Basically, all of Iceland watches him.
Right. All of Reykjavik is into watching.
John Cena is offered to undergo a vasectomy to get Nikki Bella back.
He was going to reverse his vasectomy.
Yeah, because she wants a kid.
Undo. I'm sorry.
That's what.
Firefighters are suspended for making porn at the firehouse. There's another sex scandal deal, and she's reasonably attractive. And finally,
it's
last
two
but
teachers,
not least,
by the way, too.
Oh, it's two of them.
Yeah.
There's a seizure warning out there for some scenes in Incredibles 2. So be careful.
Oh, really?
If you're someone that suffers from epilepsy or you have light sensitivity, you'll alert. You'll probably be sneezing left and right in there.
Yeah.
Be careful.
You're going to die.
Yes. Be careful.
All right. When we come back, Bruce Arena, former U.S. men's national soccer team coach, will join us here on The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy to welcome in on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Bruce Arena, former U.S. men's national soccer team coach. He's the author of What's Wrong With Us, a coach's blunt take on the state of American soccer after a lifetime on the touchline. Coach Arena, how are you? Thanks for joining the show.
What's up, Coach?
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. I remember you from many years ago when I was coaching DC United and was still in the area with the national team.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thanks for
Bruce, we played golf together at some charity golf tournaments with Paul Barbieri and the McVane boys.
Exactly.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, Coach. Congrats on
Thank you. It's good to be back on.
Yeah, congrats on the book and everything.
Before we talk about the book, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Are you surprised it's taken DC United this long to get a brand new state-of-the-art stadium, which is slated to open within the next month here in D.C.?
It's amazing. I thought by the end of my tenure at D.C. United, we'd have a stadium. So that's almost like 20 years ago.
Right.
It's taken a long time. Hopefully, they can get that team moving in the right direction. They need new ownership and new leadership.
Huh. Do you like the potential move to bring in Rooney, or is that just sort of like a gimmick?
I don't think it's a gimmick. Rooney's going to be a very good player in Major League Soccer if he comes. I haven't heard anything lately. There was obviously a lot of news a couple of weeks ago, but recently we haven't heard a lot. And I don't know if that means that's going south or not. But if Rooney does come, it'll be exciting for not only DC United but for Major League Soccer as well.
All right, so I know that this is what your book's about. By the way, the book is called What's Wrong With Us.
I want to read this.
Talking about
I really do.
American soccer. And we were talking about it earlier and the lack of development. We were talking about it earlier, Coach, and I asked the boys because I don't know much about soccer. I kind of pay attention once every 4 years when the World Cup comes around. But how can Iceland, which has a population of about 300,000 people, all right, that's a little bit more than Loudoun County, Virginia, how can they get into the World Cup and the United States, who have you know, some of the best athletes in the world with, you know, some of the best coaches. How can we miss the World Cup? And, by the way, a population of over 300 million. How can you explain that?
Well, first of all, don't think that size gives you an advantage. If that was the case, then China and Russia and the United States would be winning World Cups all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Size is not an
advantage. It's not a talent issue. It's not a talent issue, right?
No, it is a talent issue because our young, we're doing a good job developing our young players, and they get into the age of 16 and 17, and then there's a black hole there. Hmm. Where do they go from there? In our domestic league, we don't have a plan set up for moving our young players up to the first team. And certainly, you got to argue they got to earn it. Everything has to be right, but we don't have the right environment for those young players at those age groups. So by the time they're 21 years old, they're competing to get on the field with the first team in Major League Soccer because a large majority of our players are in the United States. And if they're not playing in our league, how are we going to build our national team program? Mm. And to me, that's one of the major concerns. And that's going to take the governing body in the United States, which is U.S. Soccer, to come up with some rules and regulations that require the protection of domestic players. We've got to move along our domestic players. They do it in other countries. Mexico puts in plans. England does that. Sweden does it. Scotland does it. So the United States has got to look. We've got to develop a new plan, then it has to be executed.
When you say that, dude, I'm sorry, I'm just not following. I'm not that smart of a person. Are you saying that you want our domestic players to go overseas, or we need to have a better place here for them? Is that what you're saying?
We need a better both, but we need a better place here for them. There's a greater likelihood of them playing in our league than in the big leagues in Europe right now. And a large majority of our players are here in the United States. So
and so that's bad. That's net bad, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I remember, and you know, years ago, that team, that group of guys like Beasley, Beckerman, all those that were like on the under 17, right? That it seemed to be working then, right? We had a young core that carried us. It seemed like for 15. I mean, we didn't win anything particularly of note,
team,
but that seemed
you know,
to work.
The team that had success in the 2002 World Cup.
Yeah.
Donovan and Beasley played, and they were 19 years old, and they were playing in Major League Soccer. There were very few young players playing in our league today, and at the time we had 10 teams in Major League Soccer. Today there are 23 teams. 70% of the starters in Major League Soccer are international players. We've got to move our young players along. They've got to earn it, but we have to have a plan and execute the plan.
Okay, so what's the answer? If it was up to you, what's the answer?
If it was up to me, as a governing body, I would look at the international player slots in the league and reduce them. Because just to let you know, players with green cards count as domestic players as well. So some teams in Major League Soccer on their 20-man senior roster have as many as 16 international players on their team.
Right.
Mm. There's no room for the American player. And if we think we're going to have a strong national team program, we have to have our players playing in our domestic league. And certainly they've got to earn their positions on the field. But right now the league is swung heavily in favor of international players. And the league doesn't care about the national team. Well, I can't say that. That's not fair. But the league's
that's not their
job
goal.
Is not to develop the national team program. It's to improve their product so they can grow to where they're in great shape financially as well.
Right.
So one of the great young American players, I think I pronounced his name right, Christian Pulisic, plays for a German team.
Right.
And I think he's 19. How does the fact that the United States misses the World Cup, does that hurt his development going forward?
Well, this World Cup would have been great for that young player. It doesn't help his development. It would have been great for him to get in a minimum at least 3 games in the World Cup. But hopefully there's other World Cups for him, and it's easy to say now, but it's 4 years away. So that's certainly disappointing.
I know a lot of this book is about sort of your tenure. You came back to save the day of American soccer, and I know we got to read the book to find out all the details, but can you kind of give us sort of your insight and a quick summary of sort of what went wrong? From what I remember, and this is just off my memory, I mean, I feel like you guys got off to a hot streak, right? Didn't you win like 10 games in a row or something? Things seemed to be turning around.
We went 14 games in a row undefeated in 2017. That was a combination of World Cup qualifying games and the Gold Cup. We won the Gold Cup. So we started the year where we were 0-2 in qualifying. There's a total of 10 games in the hex for World Cup qualifying. So when I came in, we were 0-2.
Right.
Our first game was against Honduras. We won 6-0. But if we failed to win that day, we may have been eliminated from the World Cup already. So it was a year with a lot of pressure on the players. We went through, as I said, 14 games without losing, winning the Gold Cup. We head into two games in September and two in October in the last four games of World Cup qualifying. We lost to Costa Rica at home, which was a bad loss. We got a point on the road against Honduras. Then we played Panama in Orlando, Florida, and won 4-0 and went to Trinidad. At the time, all we needed was 1 point to qualify for the World Cup. But it was going to be based on the other games. And Honduras and Panama won that day. We lost in Trinidad and fell short by a point. Hmm. And simply saying this, no excuses on our part.
Right.
You know, we needed to get the point that day. So for the year, we had 10 wins, 2 losses, and 6 draws, and failed to qualify for the World Cup.
Right. Mm. So many questions I want to follow up, but I know one of my buddies who's a big soccer guy said, you said at the time that you wish you had more, you needed more time. How much more time is that?
I was originally offered the position in April of 2016, but for a variety of reasons, it fell through at the last minute.
Yeah.
And that would have given me the opportunity to coach the team in Copa America, coach the team in friendlies and World Cup qualifying games in November of 2016. And that didn't happen. Then they lost the two games in November, and they made a decision to bring me in. Would that have helped? I strongly believe it would have, but, you know, who knows? But we were really under a lot of pressure in 2017. I think the players did a great job in getting us to the last game. You know, we knew it was going to be tough. We got there, and then, shockingly, we failed on the last day.
Mm. We're joined by Bruce Arena, former U.S. men's national soccer team coach. Dave Sarokin is now the interim manager of the men's U.S. team. That's a guy you hired as an assistant back here with D.C. United in the late 90s. Talk about him, and is he the long-term answer for men's U.S. soccer?
Well, you know, Dave was named interim coach in the transition period. They are now in the process of looking at candidates to become the full-time coach. I imagine Dave will be considered. My guess is they will likely select another candidate.
He worked under you, correct?
Yes, he worked with me at the University of Virginia, with D.C. United, with the national team, with the L.A. Galaxy, et cetera.
I just want to quickly ask you, as you go through the two losses and the 6 draws, I think you said that mm-hmm. you were responsible for while you were the head coach, is it simply the last one that eats at you the most, or is there another one that really bugs you where you really let one get away?
I think we were in position to get more than a point in Panama. Honduras, we scored a goal late to get a point there. Mexico, we had a great result with a draw in Mexico. Very rarely does any team leave Mexico with a point. Mm-hmm. So the games that haunt me a little bit would be the loss for Costa Rica at home and the loss in Trinidad away. So, you know, we weren't going to be perfect on the year, but we didn't have much of a margin for error.
Right.
Coach, 30 seconds. Who's your pick for the World Cup?
Well, if you asked me last week, I would have said Germany. Mm-hmm. So right now, it's anyone's game. But in the end, I still have a feeling that we're going to see Germany and we're going to see Brazil.
Hey, Coach. Hopefully
Mexico does well, regardless of what people think.
Yep. It's always a pleasure having you on. We really do appreciate it throughout the year.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to be back with you.
Yeah, thank you,
good
buddy.
Good to talk. Yes, thanks. Bruce Arena, former U.S. men's national soccer
Bruce
team
is a
coach.
Good
dude. And the book is What's Wrong With Us, a coach's blunt take on the state of American soccer after a lifetime on the touchline. I'm with you, EB. That's probably a riveting read.
No, I'm
probably
reading that
good
book.
Nuggets
I've actually
in there.
Read some excerpts yep. of it or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to read that. Hmm. Definitely some player bitterness. A lot of drama behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Some guys felt, I think, that others weren't given full effort. Some guys felt like they should have been playing more.
It looks like for Drabby, the dream is dead. Japan wins over Colombia. I see a lot of hugging on the Japanese side. So
I would have lost a lot of money on that.
The micro sweat is officially dead.
What was the line on that game? Minus what? The Colombia was minus what?
I think
130.
Japan, I thought assault
slight
plus 600. No, no. Japan was, to win was.
I don't think they were plus 600.
That's Columbia, a pretty big upset. I don't know anything about the rankings.
Columbia was a slight favorite.
Just my general soccer knowledge strikes me that it's a pretty big upset. It's general soccer knowledge.
Well, according to Vegas, it wasn't.
Yep.
Huh.
All right, we have to finalize the sweat bet. We have to
and then you're
going to
tweet it out
sure
so everybody can sweat with
yeah,
you.
But we still got another day.
We can do that tomorrow.
So we can do it tomorrow.
We have to get out of here. We are done. Grant and Danny coming up next.
Be safe.
Right here on 106.7 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.